In this podcast, we are looking at a journey that is mapping the moral terrain of EdTech in the digital classroom. As we travel through this landscape of educational technology, we should take care not to be seduced by its wonders. With data becoming the new oil, what is being done to protect children from invasive data surveillance, where every step taken, every word spoken, becomes fuel for an invisible engine? Data is mapped and mined, not to guide the journey, but to chart routes for others' profit. Clear rules, strong safeguards, and a compass that prioritizes human dignity over corporate gain within education, and more specifically in the classroom, will help the vulnerable see the signposts and hopefully resist the detours. The ethical view of long-termism, mentioned by Septimo, helps focus on present actions and decisions. Without student privacy in the classroom, what will the future effect be? There is already the fear of digital dossiers of children remaining permanently in the public domain and affecting future life opportunities. This is compounded by parents subjecting children to relentless monitoring with images and data being shared on public domains, with little thought to the long-termism of this. This is evident in China, where AI is being used in the classroom, with parents unclear about where the data is ending up and not seeming to care too much. Commercialization of technology has threatened its equitable access and encouraged the digital divide to grow, thus becoming a threat to economic and social justice. It is not just access to resources by marginalized groups, but also the opportunity to learn from teachers with technological knowledge. It is all about the ability to use the technology well. However, it is not all about the potholes and impassable roads on this journey. We do see digital learning taking on social responsibility, with examples like BBC Microbits supporting humanity and education by enabling poor and marginalised communities to access technology. In Zimbabwe, where I live, Econet, the country's leading mobile network service provider, has recently introduced the Learning Passport offline hub. The introduction of the Learning Passport has brought about a transformative change for marginalized communities, providing teachers with valuable resources and giving students access to a range of child-friendly digital education tools and content, empowering learners who are living in poverty. Part of the social responsibility is to ensure that safeguarding becomes an integral part of the journey. The Apple Inspire Learning Program took safeguarding into consideration, as it allowed only access to apps approved for use in education. Privacy and security assessments on all apps, only approved websites accessed, and no social media. They also included internet safety and parental workshops and as part of the curriculum. This evidence of digital citizenship could serve as a guiding compass as big tech companies begin to chart a more responsible course and contribute meaningfully to the greater societal journey. Governments also need to take responsibility by putting in place policies and procedures for responding to violence, abuse, or exploitation. As a society, we're looking at the ambivalent character of science and technology and the need to tame or control its hubris nature. This can be done by looking in the rearview mirror of history to help us assimilate new ideas into our already established ways of life and encourage the cultural appropriation of technology and education. We can also look at how transformation and reformation affected society in the past, so we are better prepared for this technological evolution and its possible side effects. It is also a chance to look at a different history and focus on the more neglected social groups and learn from their experiences. History is often repeated. Even the Renaissance artist engineers were never satisfied unless they could do something that had never been done before. In our big tech companies, we see reflections of the Gresham graduate or even Bra himself with scientific hubris as they use science for personal success, alienating people in their desire for power. We can also use our evolutionary history and how it has shaped the way our minds develop to guide our educational practices beyond the Industrial Revolution to a more unstructured and problem-solving dynamic that embraces technology and education. So much of this is about what it means to be human and how this is connected to technology and the future role we have, especially with new AI terrain. Does technology make us more human? Or will it destroy us as humans? Or is it just an evolutionary period? Or is it an actual transformation of humans? Can something like technology really define us as humans? Are we not so much more than this? I now feel a deep sense of responsibility to stay on course, continually learning and adapting so I don't lose my way. As a teacher journeying through the ever-shifting terrain of the EdTech revolution, I must constantly refuel my knowledge and upgrade my toolkit to guide students towards an unknown future. Digital literacy, I've come to realize, is not a single lane road, but a complex network of pathways. Part of this voyage involves scanning the horizon for hazards, remaining vigilant and building safeguards to protect my students. In this landscape, ignorance isn't just a blind spot. It's a risk none of us can afford.